But happy is he that keepeth the law. It's an honor to be with you, an honor to share with you this morning. My apologies, going through some family issues. I just heard about a death of one of our very close friends, his grandfather. So that's what the call was about. I do apologize. But I just, this is the day, and we hear Minister Danielle open us up every day with this is the day that the Lord has made. That's Proverbs 29:11, I believe. I'm sorry, no, forgive me, forgive me. In any case, as she says, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And sometimes it's hard to rejoice when you're suffering. It's hard to rejoice when you're facing issues. It's hard to rejoice when you got a phone call about a death in a family. It's hard to rejoice when your finances look crazy. But I just say thank God. Thank God for the knowledge to know that He is always working. He is always moving. He has a plan for us. And that's the scripture reference, Jeremiah 29 and 11. I know the Lord declares He has a plan for us, a plan for a future, a plan for a hope. And I'm paraphrasing because I'm so far out of sorts right now because this is just the news I was not expecting to hear. So forgive me. But I just admonish you all, no matter what you face, no matter what you're going through, this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice in it. Know that God is moving, that God is our solution. He's our answer. He's our blessing. He's our creator. He's our savior. He is our everything. I just, Apostle, I apologize. I just want to give it over to you. Saints of God, before the woman of God comes forth, just unmute your mics. And no matter what you're facing, let's just take the time to give God a collective hallelujah praise.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Thank
you,
you.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Blessing
Thank
poor over
you,
their
Jesus.
family.
Thank you,
Yes.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God, we praise you, Lord God. We praise
Cover
you.
them
Yes,
with
Lord.
healthiness, hardships, Father God.
We praise you, Lord. We
All
praise
things
you, Lord. We praise you, Father God. Lord, we honor you,
Thank
Lord
you,
God.
thank
We
you, thank
bless
you,
you,
thank
Lord
you,
God.
Father God.
We bless you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Merciful.
Thank you,
We
Jesus.
love you, Lord.
Thank
Thank
you. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord
Yes.
God.
Thank
Thank you, Lord
you.
God. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Apostle,
Amen. Yes.
Apostle, can I
Yes.
say something to Elder Mark real quick?
Okay, wait one second before you do. Yes, you can say something real quick. I had stepped away from the camera for a moment, so I don't know who, what, when, where. I see my brother's emotional. I see condolences are being offered. Could someone fill me in?
He lost a friend, he lost someone, and he's just kind of out of it right now.
Got you.
And I just want you to remember one thing, Elder Mark. God promised you he'd never leave you nor forsake you. He promised to keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. He promised that. So even though tears may be meeting under your chin, your
Yes,
heart may be overwhelmed, you may not understand, but God knows what's best.
Oh,
And he
glory,
promised you
glory,
he'd be with you even
glory,
right now. Whatever
yes.
you're going through, God is with us. The enemy
Yes.
wants to deprive us, he wants to snatch our joy, he wants to come against what the word of God said, but God said, I promised you I'd never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll keep you in perfect peace, whose
Yes,
mind
yes.
is stayed on him. So
Yes.
take your mind to where God is right now.
Oh,
Rest on him,
glory.
trust in his promise, trust that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Thank you,
Thank you,
Apostle.
Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for
Amen.
ministering. Thank you so very much. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, Kyle, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hey. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time.
Woo, Jesus.
Born of his spirit. And washed in his blood, and what he did for me on Calvary is more than enough. So I trust in God, my Savior, the one.
Yes, hallelujah.
Who will never fail. Never fail. So I trust in God.
Yeah, so God.
My Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. Perfect submission.
Yes, 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 yes.
And all is at rest.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I know the author of tomorrow has ordered my steps.
Woo, hallelujah.
So this is my story.
Yes, yes, oh God.
And this is my song, my song. I'm praising my risen King and Savior.
Oh, Jesus.
My Savior.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord God.
Will never fail. He will never fail.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. If y'all will, please unmute yourselves. Let's all give God a praise. Let's trust in him. Let's praise him for our brother who may not feel like he's in the place to praise him right now. But let's praise him. We trust in him. Trust in him. Every time we go before him in prayer, we are trusting in him. Hallelujah. No matter what the circumstances look like, we trust in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. You have the answer to all things, oh God, concerning us, oh God. Father, you order our steps, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we put our lives in your hand. You purchased it already, Lord God. You already did it, Father, and we trust you, Father God. Oh God, we honor you. God, we bless you. God, we magnify your holy name. Lord, we release your spirit on this line today, oh God. We release the anointing of Almighty God on this line today. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your manifested glory on this line, oh God. Father, touch my brother's heart. Touch him in the name of Jesus, oh God. Bring peace to him in this time, Lord God. Bring encouragement to him in this time. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper, Father. Even in his grief, God, even in that place of grieving, Father God, he still has something to rejoice and thank you for, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you. We honor you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name. Jesus' awesome, magnificent name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. I thank you. I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thanks to God. I just truly thank God for this time. I thank God for the privilege to be with him this morning and to be with you this morning in the name of Jesus. I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. That even as that song played, Father, that we can trust in you, Lord God. We can trust in you no matter what the circumstances are. We trust in you, Father. And I say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you are doing in our lives, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise be unto God. Well, saints of God, it's another beautiful, wonderful day in the Lord. Praise be unto God. Another beautiful, wonderful day unto the Lord. And we do give thanks and glory and honor unto him because he is the King of kings and he is the Lord of lords. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. And on Friday night, I had the opportunity to go to East Baltimore Deliverance Church, for a service with Pastor Fifi, a pastor from Nigeria, and but he's located here in Baltimore now. And this man did a teaching on prayer. He did a teaching on prayer. And I'm telling you, it was so phenomenal. It was so marvelous. It was so soul provoking. It was soul inspiring. When he got through with us, there was no way that you could walk away from there thinking that you couldn't pray anymore. There was no excuse for us not to be able to pray. I liked it when Sometimes I hear it from Lee, other times, most of the time from Kyle, you know, is not so much the style of praying and so forth. It was with the intent of the heart. But how this man walked us through the Bible, praise be unto God, gave us the scriptures and so forth. It was just a phenomenal thing. And no matter how much you already know about prayer, there was more to be learned. And it is my prayer, and I'm trusted in God for this. It is my prayer that I will be able to have him to come and visit with us on a Sunday morning and share the wisdom and the anointing that he has in dealing with prayer. However, in the meantime, I want to share with you some of the things in dealing with prayer. And I mean, these aren't all pieces from what he said. Some of the stuff will be from what he said. Others is from research. And just know that I pray that you will be in that place, praise be unto God, that this will encourage your prayer life. Your prayer life will increase. Your desire to pray and be before God will increase in the name of Jesus, that you will no longer want to be in the same place that you are today. And no matter how deep you go, no matter how long you pray, no matter what it is that you have prayed about, praise be unto God, I am praying that this will cause you to desire even more, to desire a relation, more of a relationship with God. It will desire you to want to commune with him all the more. That's what my hope, that's what my prayer is. So, you know, and in this is, I sought the Lord and he heard my cry. I sought him and he heard my cry and he answered, hallelujah, and he answered. And we want to be in the place, praise God, where more and more we're saying that God answered our prayer, that he heard us. He answered the prayer and let it be, hallelujah, that our prayer requests are so lined up with his word that we are getting answers that we expect. We are getting answers that we expect more often than not. So when you are praying the word of God, God won't deny himself. When you are praying the word of God, he's not denying himself. He's not a God that he should lie or a man that he should lie. He sticks to his word. And we want to know that we are in relationship, we're in fellowship, communion with Almighty Father. I'm just giving you a few scriptures in dealing with prayer. Ephesians 6:18 says, and pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So we are to pray in the spirit. Saints of God, it is something, and I encourage you, let me say this here and now. I encourage you, if you don't have a spiritual language to pray in, that you let that be one of your prayers as you go before God, that you receive the baptism, you be immersed in the Holy Spirit. It's one thing for the Holy Spirit to live within you, but it's another thing for you to be baptized, submerged, and immersed in the Spirit of God, and that you would speak with other tongues. Not everybody will, but it is a gift of the Spirit that is accessible to everybody. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray continually. A lot of people have issues sometimes when they hear pray continually. How can I pray 24 hours a day? How can I pray without stopping? I got to work. I got to eat. I got to sleep. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got life and so forth and so on. However, when he said pray continually, let your thought life even be a prayer. Let it be that wherever you are, that you're whispering a prayer to Almighty God. That you are whispering a prayer. I shared some of this on Tabika and I shared some of this on our radio show yesterday, and Mark commented on the praying continually. He commented on that, and I don't know, praise be unto God, if he feels like giving the example that you gave in praying continually, son. I don't know if you feel like doing it. If you don't, sweetheart, it's okay. It's okay.
No, ma'am, of course it's fine. Forgive me with a little out of sorts, but glory be to God. I can just thank God that the man was saved and that I know where he is, that he's in a place of rest. I didn't know he was sick. This is quite sudden, so forgive me for, you know, being a little distraught. But no, to share what we spoke of yesterday, as you were talking, you brought up 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and I think it's verse 17. It says, pray without ceasing.
Yes.
It was something that we had shared in a conversation, and I, you know, was able to share on the radio show as well, that praying without ceasing is almost impossible. It is impossible to think that you can continually pray in an audible prayer, that you can always be on bended knee, that you can always be in just giving out an audible prayer. But praying without ceasing is about a posture, about an attitude of prayer. And that place of prayer is how we should present ourselves to God. In prayer, we're supposed to be humble. We're supposed to be trusting. We're supposed to be thankful. So praying without ceasing is walking in that posture that we are always thankful, that we're always trusting, that we're always believing, that we're always humble in the presence of God to recognize that he is the one that answers those very prayers. So we can always continue to lift our prayers to him, even in our walk, our talk, our actions. It's not always an audible thing, but it's an attitude and posture to pray without ceasing.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, beloved. Thank you so very much. Thank you. And so this is something that, you know, that I wanted you to understand, praying without ceasing, praying continually, that God is calling us to do that, and having that attitude and posture of prayer. Praise be unto God. In everything that we do, in any and every part of our lives, that we can be praying about what we need to be praying about. And I'm glad to hear that your friend was saved. I thank God for it. There's something else to rejoice and to give God the glory for this. He didn't call a man home without him being saved. So we do thank the Lord for that. And we ought to be praying according to James 4:8. It tells us to draw near to God and he'll draw near to us. Praise be unto God. Isn't it awesome? Isn't it magnificent that you're in a relationship with someone that as you get closer to them, they get closer to you, versus you drawing near to somebody and they are repelling you, they are rejecting you, they don't want to have anything to do with you, they don't want to listen to you, you know, and you keep trying and trying and trying. And sometimes, you know, when I said what I said just now, you know, that's how we are looking at things even in our natural relationships. But sometimes that must be how God feels, that he's constantly wooing us. He's constantly calling on us. He's constantly making himself available to us. And we resist him. We back away from him in times of trouble and in sorrow and need, instead of drawing closer to him. But the word says, as we draw near to him, he will draw nearer to us. Always. And the beautiful thing is the fact to know that he will never leave us nor forsake us, even at the times that it feels like it. I'm thinking now, just when I said that, what dropped in my spirit, the poem about footprints in the sand. You know, the man walking along and talking to the Father and to Jesus, and, you know, and seeing these footprints in the sand and always having Jesus with them and so forth. And then the day comes when he sees only one set of footprints. And it's like, you said you wouldn't leave me and forget me. I mean, leave me or forsake me. So why is there only one footprint in the sand, one set of footprints in the sand? And Jesus said, because that's the time I carried you. So those are my footprint that you see in the sand, not yours. I carried you through some times and troubles where you couldn't walk it yourself. You didn't have the ability to walk it, but I carried you through that time. Some of you are on this line right now that are having some time and some trouble in your life and some things that you may be concerned with, and you think that God has forsaken you. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare according to his word that he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And right now that he is carrying you through a time that you needed to be carried. Praise be unto God. When we are weak, he is strong. He is strong in us when we are weak. Thank you, Father, for that. So one of the things in dealing with the importance of prayer is that the prayer makes us more like Jesus. And when we look at the life of Jesus, we can see that he prayed with other people, he prayed for other people, and he prayed on his own. And it was a fundamental part of how he approached each and every day, every decision, retreating faithfully to spend time with his Father. Saints of God, when I first came here to Baltimore, I met a family that the entire family were prayer warriors, from the grandmother down to the youngest child in that family. They were prayer warriors. When you say pray about everything, they prayed about everything. I never knew prior to that, and this was back in 1983, okay? I never knew that people prayed to ask the Lord, what should I wear today? I never knew people asked the Lord, what should I put on my shopping list today? I never knew people asked the Lord, what store should I go to that best would fit the money that I have? I didn't know that people did this. I learned this from this woman of God. Every single thing they did, they prayed about it beforehand. Some of you may think that that's radical and so forth, but it was not radical for Jesus. He said, I don't do anything that my Father hasn't done or that his Father hadn't told him. So he consulted his Father with everything, even to the point when he raised Lazarus from the dead. He didn't just walk into the courtyard or the cemetery, wherever, and told them to roll a stone back and told Lazarus to get up from the grave. He said, Father, I'm praying this out loud. I prayed before I got here. I prayed before I got here, but I'm saying this again so that they may hear and that they may be encouraged. But he even prayed before he raised Lazarus from the dead. He prayed before he went to the cross. He prayed again while being on the cross. And so as we pray, we become more like Jesus. We will pray with others, which the group that come together here on Monday nights to pray for me, my family, New Vision, every single person in New Vision, people that are connected to us, we are praying with other people. So that's the with other people. Also wrapped up in that Monday night prayer, we're praying for other people. Praise be unto God. So the prayers are going forth for other people. And then each one of us have our own prayer time where we're praying on our own, just the way that Jesus did. Just the way that he did. Prayer was important to Jesus. It was his lifeline, and it was his connection to his heavenly Father. It equipped him for battles that he was about to face. Isn't it awesome to know that you can pray before a battle starts in your life? You can pray before you walk out on the battlefield, and God has already taken it, already done what needs to be done. And then everything that he wants you to do is being done in the process because you met him in prayer. You met him in prayer. It is our goal to become more like him. We are to be his disciples, and to be his disciples, we are trained to be like our master, the one who taught us. We are trained to be like him. So praise be unto God. Also, as we pray, prayer shows us the heart of God. And this I like so much. It shows us the hearts of God. Jesus prayed in John 17. He prayed for those who would believe in him. He said that they, all of them, may be one, just as Jesus and the Father were one. He prayed that every one of us that would believe in him, that we too would be one. That is the unity in the body of Christ, the unity, the family, the oneness, one spirit, one God, you know, one heart in this, that we are to be like Jesus. We are to be like Jesus. It shows us the heart of God. In prayer, there are times we already have our prayer points listed on what it is that we want to pray. But as we began to pray, and especially when we began to pray in the spirit realm, praise be unto God, we begin to pray in the spirit realm, God will start releasing to you what is on his heart. Because when we open in prayer, 9 out of 10 times we're going to the Father with what's on our heart. But Almighty God, when he begins to release what's on his heart, you will be praying down one street and all of a sudden he gives you a detour and have you going in another direction. And in that direction, you are finding the person, the thing, the situation, the country, the bank, whatever it is, you're finding what it is that he wants you to pray for. And this is praying his heart. And remember when I said that when we pray the desire of God, when we pray the word of God, then God is not denying us. He's not denying us. This becomes, you know, when you're in a relationship with someone, you want them to know your heart. You want them to know how you feel. You want to know how they feel. All of this happens in prayer. When two people have no contact with each other, their relationship will never be advanced. It won't be advanced. When God has knitted you with someone, when he has knitted you, when this is a divine connection from God, when he has knitted you with someone, it is our responsibility, praise be unto God, to be in communion with them. And that doesn't mean that you have to talk to them each and every day. But as we're praying to the Father, and we're praying to the Father in Jesus' name, we're not praying to Jesus, we're praying to the Father in Jesus' name. Praise be unto God. The Father is who we are going to. He is the one that we're presenting this case to. There's nothing that we have going on that we could hide because he knows and sees everything. He knows and sees it all. And as we spend time with him, we realize how powerful and how able and how good he is. Most of all, we realize how much we need him, how much we need him. It brings me to tears at times when we're in prayer in my prayer of thanksgiving, a prayer of being grateful for what God has done for me, the tears well up in me when I realize how much he has done for me, and I did not deserve any of it. I did not deserve it. When I experience his compassion, I experience his mercy, that the mercy of God is because he has done this to me, for me, with me. He begins to do it through me as I minister to other people. Same with you, beloved. The same with you. Immediately, when Mark mentioned what was wrong with him today, immediately, what did Pastor Charles do? She jumped in there with the compassion of Almighty God. The compassion. Brother, I'm feeling what you're feeling. I understand what you're feeling. But I want you to know that God is still with you, that God is still with you. God's got you, covered. Rest in his arms and so forth. And when, again, because we can walk from those, that place where God has brought us. So we experience his compassion, we experience his mercy, and we are to share that with other people. We are to share that. God's grace is freely given, and we recognize that no one is any more or less deserving of God's love than we. And it transforms our hearts and our actions, helping us to reveal God's generous love to others. There will be those saints of God that you will minister to, that you will speak and show compassion to, that somebody doesn't think that they don't deserve it. They weren't worth it, whatever the case may be. And you're very grace that you are showing, the mercy that you are showing, will be the thing that may win them over, And this goes for those that appear to be unlovable, appear to be that nobody wants to deal with them, whatever the case may be. That's what it appears to be. It goes for them, and it goes for your wealthy acquaintance. It goes for your big business owners, you know, that appear to have everything, every desire that money can buy. They've got it all, and yet they are broken down on the inside. And you, praise be unto God, are able to speak a word of life unto them. You are able to do that. To God be the glory. In prayer, we get wisdom, the wisdom of God. In prayer, James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. It will be given to you. God grants us his wisdom. There's so many times there are things that we want to do, or we think we ought to be doing, or somebody is telling us, do this, do that, and do the other. And it is not the wisdom of God. It is not where he ordered your steps. It is not the instructions that he has given you. But baby, in your prayer time, in your secret place, God will lead you, guide you, and give you instructions. He will give you his wisdom, which aligns with his will, aligns with his will. And this is what we want, to be aligned to the will of God, to be touched by the heart of God, and realize how much he wants us to follow what he says. And in this, we learn to trust him and to value his insight and his guidance. That's why that song this morning, man, I was playing that song this morning, and I just wept before the Lord, and I wept before the Lord, and I wept before the Lord. Saints of God, there's much that goes on in my life, around my life, in our ministry that I do not understand. However, I trust in God, my Savior. I trust in him. You know, I trust in him. He was the fourth man in the fire when they had Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego in that fire. Jesus was the fourth man in that fire. Jesus is with us. Holy Spirit being with us. Praise be unto God. I thank the Father that we get revelation from him during this time. His wisdom far exceeds our own. Thank God that we don't have to rely on our own wisdom. He sees further than we see. He knows. He loves deeper. His insights are set on eternity with those he loves. Not just gratification in the immediate moment, but eternity. There is no one else who can see and know what he does, and he delights to share his vision with us in prayer. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Let me also share with you that in our prayers, there are benefits. You know, with the things I spoke to you about just now, that was the importance of prayer. Now, let's look at the benefits of prayer. I was looking at a movie yesterday, and in looking at that movie, and looking at the movie, there was a couple that an angel, this was an individual, an angel took this little girl by the hand and took her on a ride in the heavenlies. So up in the air, and she was able to look down on the city, able to look down on the world, wherever it was he flew her to, she was able to look at it. And she talked about how beautiful the lights were. It was in the evening, how beautiful the lights were, and the different things that she saw that, you know, coming from ground level, she never would have seen those things. And he said, I want you to get a different perspective on what life may look like. Your problems are small in comparison and what's going on in this world. Your problems are small. So prayer changes our focus. It's easy for us to get caught up in circumstances that's going on around us, whether they be good or bad, but praying directs our focus away from here on earth to God in heaven. Another documentary that I was watching on yesterday called Blue Angels. And this is about a process that they go through to train to be these pilots that are flying and doing these aircraft air shows. And they were Blue Angels, and they had to be focused. They had to work at one. There are times in this demonstration where the four planes are riding at the same time, and they're in a diamond shape, and they're literally 12 inches away from the other's wings. Sometimes they're on above one wing while the other is underneath it, but 12 inches away. Breaking even on where they can break the sound barrier, but looking at them, they were taught that when they were leaving the hangar to get even onto their planes, they couldn't look to the left or to the right. They had to look straight ahead at what their destination was, taking step in unison, step by step by step. They got crawled up the ladders at the exact same time, six different planes, but each man had the exact same foot on the exact same rung on the ladder as they climbed up into the cockpit. Trust me, saints of God, they had to be focused. And prayer will change our focus and keep us focused in on God. You know, if they heard their babies crying out from the audience, they could not look to see what was going on with their child. If they heard the voice of a mother and father or of your spouse, you could not take your eye off what the goal was. In prayer, our focus changes. It should be on God and not our circumstances. And so this is how prayer works with us. And it's the benefit of the prayer that it takes us to a different place. It takes us to a different level. It takes us to a different height. It takes us to a different atmosphere. It takes us into God's presence where he now can manifest himself, his glory, his presence, the anointing. And in that space, miracles and miraculous things happen. To God be all the glory and the honor. Prayers brings us closer to God. And because our prayer is communicating with God, it helps us to build our relationship with him. It's one of the many ways we get to know him better. When we converse with our loved one, whether it's husband, wife, son, or daughter, mother, father, whatever the case may be, when we converse with them, they begin to let us know a little bit more about themselves, and we get to know them a little bit better. And so we want to know God better. It brings us closer to him. It makes the relationship tighter. Praise be unto God. God also, prayer also will usher us, like I said earlier, into his presence. Into his presence. What better place can we be than in the presence of Almighty God? In the presence of Almighty God. And as I'm saying these things, saints of God, I am praying that you come to the place where you're realizing how important it is for you to communicate with the Father. Prayer helps to keep us calm. This world is so full of anxiety. I mean, there's anxiety on the highway. There's anxiety where you live, the neighborhoods that we're living in, some of us. Anxiety with our bank accounts, anxiety with our marriages, anxiety on the job. There's anxiety no matter where we go, no matter how we're dealing with things. There is anxiety, things that we are worried about, things that we are concerned about. But prayer helps to calm us down. Prayer helps to bring things again back into the proper focus. My focus is on you, Father. That is where my focus is. Whatever is to be done, Lord God, it is to be done. But my prayer is on you. And in that, prayer brings peace. It brings us peace. Praise be unto God. So again, we thank God for that. We thank God how the prayer brings about the change in our lives, brings about changes in every circumstances that we have. It brings about those changes. Beloved, also please understand, because of the fact that you are a man or a woman, a child of God, because you are, you have legal rights to come boldly before the throne of God with your prayer request in hand. You have every right to come before him with every prayer request in hand. Do not be afraid to approach the throne of God. Do not be afraid to come before the Father and ask him to do that very thing that you need to have done. For God is with you. God loves you. God desires whatsoever to show himself to you, and then to also for him to be glorified on earth here as it is in heaven. So let his will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. And once again, we can say, to God be all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, I just thank you again for your word. I thank you, Lord God, for letting us know that we can communicate with you, that we are loved by you, Lord God, that you cherish us. Even before we were formed in our mother's belly, Lord God, you had a love for us like none other, Lord God. You had a purpose for letting us be born, Lord God. You had a purpose in it. And Father, I pray that as we increase our prayer life, as we come before you, Lord God, with a heart of thanksgiving in everything, we have come before you. Lord, let's walk in the vein of how much we trust you. We trust you, we honor you, and we bless you. We magnify your holy name in the name of Jesus. And to those of you that are online, near and far, please know that there is no distance in prayer. The prayers you pray to God are the prayers that the same God that will hear them there is the one that hears us here, the same one. So go before him, surrender your all, don't hold back. You can't hide from God. You cannot hide from God. You can hide from me. You can hide from your spouse. You can hide from a lot of people, but God knows you. Again, he knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. He knew you. So I pray that you will find the strength to go before him even today and pray and tell him thank you. Thank you, Father, for your compassion. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord. And again, I thank you because you heard my prayer. You heard the cry of my heart, oh God. You heard it and you answered it. You answered it. I pray these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen, 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 amen. Well, to God be the glory. Thank you, Apostle Banks, for that wonderful word, the importance of prayer. That is something that is not discussed often, but it should be, because like I said on yesterday, sometimes we overthink prayer. Sometimes we compare ourselves to the way other people pray. And we feel like if we're not bringing heaven down to earth, or if we're not making mountains move, some people take that and say, well, I must not be powerful enough if those things aren't happening, but it's happening for her when she prays. And so some people get caught up in that and they just don't pray. Mm-hmm. And so we have to remember that prayer is a conversation between you and God. It's just talking to God. He's a friend. We're just talking to him, having conversation, letting him know what's on our mind, even though he already knows.
He already knows,
but he wants to hear from us. That is his way of hearing from us. And I remember I was in prayer and he said to me that sometimes people go through things, and it's not like sometimes we go through things because of the choices that we make. Sometimes we go through things because he's trying to build our growth and character and all those things. But sometimes the most he hears from us is when we are going through something. And so we need to get to the place that when things are good, that he's hearing from us as well. Not just when we're going through trials and tribulations, but also when things are good, he should hear our voice as well. So to God be the glory. Thank you so much, Apostle, for that wonderful word and giving us the benefits and the points that you gave us. So thank you very much.
Amen, beloved. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Amen. So right now it's offering time. Hallelujah.
Woo! Yay!
Lord. And as Minister Danielle says, anything that is said that you agree with, you reach up and grab it. Even if you don't reach up and grab it, you can just say, I agree. So amen. So as we receive today's offering, we are believing the Lord for jobs and better jobs,
yes,
stolen money returned,
yes, raises
and bonuses, benefits, sales and commissions, favorable settlements, real estate and inheritances, interest and income, rebates and returns, checks in the mail, divine health and healing, family members and friends saved,
yes, checks
in our hands, gifts, yes, and deposits, binding money, debts paid off, expenses decreased, blessings and increase, new businesses, and our church building. And again, and our church building. Thank you, Lord, for meeting all of our financial needs, that we may have more than enough to give into the kingdom of God and promote the gospel of Jesus Christ.
To yes,
God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. So, Father, we just thank you even
thank
now.
You.
Put it on in your people's lives, Lord God, that they may have more than enough, and not just more than enough for themselves, but more than enough to share and bless others. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Minister Kyle, it is.